With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israel says a rocket strike at a soccer field has killed at least 12 children and teenagers in a town in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights.
This was a disaster for the Druze community in Majd al-Shams, but it was also a disaster for Hezbollah. If Hezbollah fired the rocket that caused all of those deaths, then it wasn't just killing Druze citizens in the occupied Golan Heights, it was also affecting the Druze community in its own country. There are Druze people living in Lebanon, and they will be furious at the suggestion, the possibility that Hezbollah, which claims to defend the rights of all Lebanese civilians, has been responsible for killing their kinfolk across the borders.
That's BBC correspondent Paul Adams reporting. Also on SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump took time from a rally in Minnesota to extend his condolences to the families of the victims of the attack.
Our hearts go out to the families of these innocent children. No parent should have to suffer the terrible loss of a child at the hands of terrorists or anybody else.
It was the deadliest strike on an Israeli target along the country's northern border since the fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah began. Thousands of firefighters battling a wildfire in Northern California are getting some help from the weather. Officials say cooler temperatures and an increase in humidity could help slow the park fire, the largest this year in California. Chinese state media say 12 people were killed after a mudslide hit a homestay house in a mountainous tourist area as heavy rains drenched southeastern China. Six injured people were rescued after the Sunday morning mudslide. Polls have opened in Venezuela, where people are voting in a presidential election whose outcome will either lead to a seismic shift in politics or extend by six more years the policies that caused the world's worst peacetime economic collapse. This is SR News. Voters in Kentucky will consider school choice.
An amendment will be on the November ballot in the state that would allow lawmakers to provide public money to private educational institutions, including Christian schools. What might result is a type of voucher program that would allow parents to take their kids out of public schools, then receive money to defray the cost of private education. Millions of moms and dads across the country are expressing dissatisfaction with their local schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa's newest pro-life law will take effect Monday, banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation was passed last year, but a judge had blocked it from being enforced. When the Iowa Supreme Court reiterated it in June that there's no constitutional right to an abortion in the state, it ordered the hold be lifted. Currently, 14 states have near total bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. This is SRN News. New York City is turning to AI-powered scanners in a new bid to keep guns out of its subway system. The scanner is a futuristic-looking weapons detector using artificial intelligence to search riders for guns and knives. One transit rider, however, says the scanners can be avoided.
Now, let's say if I had something, which I don't, and I came downstairs and seen this, I'm going to go around the corner to the other station and come down and catch the train and bypass it. Do you have one set up at the other train station? No.
The Evolve scanner was on display at a Lower Manhattan subway station where Mayor Eric Adams announced the 30-day trial. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni is on an official visit to China this week to try to reset relations as fear of a trade war with the European Union are interwoven with continued interest in attracting Chinese investment in auto manufacturing. More details at SRNnews.com.